Hello and welcome to another episode of the +63HP podcast reviews edition. I'm one of your hosts, Sean Clemente. Alongside with me is my best friend in the entire world, Chebox. How are you, Chebox?
What's up? Yeah, I'm good. Excited to talk about this good, fun show.
Yeah. If this is your first time coming to the channel, welcome. Thank you very much. We hope that you share the likes and subscription to your friends and family. We have a multitude of shows in the stable of podcasts that we have in this particular channel. On Mondays and Tuesdays, we have this, the review show, where we deep dive, review, give our opinion and rating on a particular property, usually a TV series or a movie of the week that we discuss as friends so that you can know whether you should watch it or not. On Wednesdays, we have a D&D show where we record our very, very first D&D campaign. Share it for you guys for your entertainment. Thursdays, we typically drop a curated list of shows, featurettes, clips, trailers, and we react to said content, see how hyped we are for those, and maybe you should follow them as well. And on Friday, Chebox and our other best friend RJ occasionally will run their second D&D, our second D&D campaign where they play as bad guys. But for this particular episode, I'm very excited to discuss with you the first half of the first season, so the first four episodes of the amazing adaptation from an adaptation, right? It is a spin-off of the wildly successful The Boys franchise on Amazon Prime. So The Boys is a graphic novel series by... I forget his name.
Garth Ennis,
right?
Ennis, yeah.
Yeah, Garth Ennis wrote this political... This is like superhero satire, flipping the superhero genre on his head. And Amazon has developed a series adapting that to the television. Because of the success of The Boys, they spun off another show, Gen V, which is about a school, an institution, yeah, that's supposed to be the place that would train the up-and-coming superheroes for the future. So it's super fun. Again, as mentioned, there's 8 episodes in the first season. It's black comedy, it's drama, it's superhero, it's action, it's gory, it
horny,
has a lot of sex.
It's gory, horny.
Yeah, 100%. It's, again, based off The Boys Volume 4, entitled We Gotta Go Now by Garth Ennis, developed for television by Craig Rosenberg, Evan Goldberg, and supernatural superhero TV series main man, Eric Kripke of Supernatural fame. We have a bunch of really cool actors. Primarily acted, or like the number one would be Jazz Sinclair playing Marie Moreau.
I crush her.
She is super cute, super hot. I've been trying to figure out where we've seen her before. But she's of the people in Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Marie Moreau,
been in Vampire Diaries,
or the guy? The guy was in that. No, the guy was in Sabrina.
No, she was there too.
Andre, she was there too.
Yeah, she was Roz in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Oh,
so,
okay.
She's been in, you know, not a lot. Again, I guess on the film, and Slender Man is one of her breakthrough roles. But she was also in Paper Town. But again, this is a very, very great acting. Andre Anderson, who plays Chance Perdomo. Chance Perdomo plays Andre Anderson, the son of the main guy, like a former superhero called Polarity. He looks very, very Filipino to me. But I think he's just like some form of American, British American, actually. And then we have Lizzie Broadway playing Emma Meyer, or Little Cricket, the character that is the roommate of Marie Moreau. Weirdly, I don't like blondes. I don't like short ladies, but I have a crush on her. She has muscles.
She's
I like her.
She buff, yeah.
Yeah.
I like her, yeah. Her personality is popping for me, but I find Marie and who's the other one?
Emma?
Jordan cuter.
Oh,
Female
Jordan.
Jordan.
Of course. And then we have Maddie Phillips playing Kate Dunlap. She's a mind control ability. She is the girlfriend of one of the top students there. We have two people, a lunch. Here's the fucking dope ass name. The character Jordan Lee is a gender shifting superhero where the guy version is super strong, has super strength and invulnerable, while the girl is super fast and has some like push powers. The guy is portrayed by Derek Liu, and the girl is named London Thor.
Fuck yeah.
That is a fucking badass name. London Thor. We also have Sam Riordan. That's the brother of the main guy there. He's played by Asa Germain. The lead antagonist slash dean slash face of the school, God Yu, Godalkin University, which is God Yu's fucking great ass name, is Shelly Khan. She plays Indira Shetty, right? And then we have a bunch of recurring actors that are from the Boys universe. We have the governor lady, right? We have Tech Knight coming in to showcase. We have also the PR lady that's handling Gen V. So it's a universe that they have produced. But there's 9 episodes. Each episode is between 40 and 60 minutes long. So there's kind of like a wide range that you would want. It's on Prime Video. It's available now. The only other stat that I will drop here is they have come out, like the production of Kripke, Rogan, and Amazon came out to say that when this was being, when Gen V was being promoted a couple of years ago, I wasn't into it because, oh fuck, I don't like spin-off. I don't like spin-off where, you know, I thought it was going to be a prequel. I thought it was going to be a totally separate universe. But to my surprise, season 3, which is the ending of The Boys currently in our real timeline, bleeds into season 1 of Gen V. And then the ending of season 1 of Gen V bleeds into season 4 of The Boys, and season 4 of The Boys ends with season 2, like bleeds into season 2 of Gen V.
Nice.
So they were able to kind of make something very, very isolated but still very, very connected to the main universe, which is very hard to do. It's either you do something totally separate, prequel or something like that, or you know, you just put it in the main timeline. So, but I guess the Boys universe is big enough to have a lot of these fun stories. But with that, let's just jump into it.
Jamar, yeah. Can you do it? I've seen it, but like I saw 2.5 last week and 1.5 this week. So it's like bleeding in for the summary.
Yeah. So, yeah. But simply the first, let's just do it this way, because we're going to do our second half next week. The main synopsis generally of Gen V is that Godalkin University is the number one university where soups go in and get trained. And then within God U, so most of the top
heroes,
seven superheroes come from Godalkin University, which means like you don't have to come from the Godalkin University, but pedigree is great. God Yu has two tracks, which is the crime fighting track and the branding track, which is kind
Your
of fun. I
management.
really like that, right? Episode one. Oh, do you want me to run the synopsis or are you just gonna jump in?
You go,
Yeah. Yeah. So episode one entitled God You is more of just like a literally a smack in the face to show you that getting superpowers, particularly weird superpowers, is, in real life is going to be weird. You don't know how when it's going to come up and you don't know how to use them. And a lot of accidents happen because of such. So our main
Or because
character.
they're superpowers, it's deadly accident.
100%. I also love the fact that they kind of like glossed over the idea that in this universe, everybody knows already that it has already been rebranded. I don't know because like, you haven't seen Boys yet, but it's unfortunate that well, maybe you'll still enjoy the fact that finding out that superpowers is manufactured by Voight through a serum that is given to kids.
Yes.
Is wild. Like initially it's like, oh, that's horrible, but the boys were able to, or the Voight was able to spin it into something acceptable and wild, which is how PR is kind of extremely scary. But Marie Moreau, when she had her first period, did not realize that her powers was to control blood. Hemokinesis is what they call it. And said surprise not only of your first period, but also of understanding that you have power, caused an accident to st like stab her mother through the neck
Killed her.
and explode the blood to kill
The
her
dad.
dad. And then ever since she was been bouncing around foster care, hoping to get practicing her powers by herself, idolizing a person, Professor Brink, which is part of God U. To be drafted into a school like God U, and eventually she did, and she gets to God U, which is as usual, like as pilots go, you pack a lot of stories. So within the first episode, you see her backstory, and she was lying about her background because she wants to fit in. You see her influencer, YouTuber, roommate, the cricket who gets small and fights animals. But also, yeah, she crosses paths with the cool crew, including the top one student. And rankings is very big in this school because that's what gave you yourself. So she was able to go out and oh, so before that, when she gets to God U, she didn't get into the criminology track that she wanted. And usually when you're in the criminology track, that is a better chance for you to become a better superhero because she didn't have as much clout as other people would have in her age. So
Because his her
she
power isn't as advertisable, as marketable as the others.
So that's a problem. So because like, yeah, blood is scary. That's not going to be
It's
palatable for like
gross,
middle
yeah.
America. But as mentioned, she was able to bump into the cool kids, including Luke, the number one Firestarter guy, and a guy Jordan, the
The
shape-shifting
son of Arnold
person.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
The
Oh,
Luke.
that Luke Riordan is Patrick Schwarzenegger, son of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Very handsome guy. And then Andre is the one that invites Marie to go out a night out so that it's going to be a cool crew. When they're partying in the Void Towers, et cetera, Andre accidentally injures a person because he has polarity of some form of magnetism kind of thing. She made a sparrow fly through like a busy nightclub, and then somebody bumped him, and then said sparrows, struck somebody's neck. But Marie was able to stop the bleeding, and save the person. And then thinking that she would be celebrated for her bravery, she was then expelled as the scapegoat because all the other people that we were with her, the top students, so, and she wasn't, you know, that high yet. There you go. That's episode one. Episode two, Luke, I'm just gonna skip through a lot of stuff, but like Luke is starting to kind of like figure out some stuff. She's starting to be affected mentally about certain things. And then you know, main part of the episode is that Luke then kills Brink. We more information to be said in later episode, but Luke kills Brink. Marie was a witness to it, and she ran. You know, Jordan, the kind of assistant of Brink, was able to subdue Luke enough for Marie to escape. Luke then commits suicide in front of the school because he was mentally breaking for a lot of the different things that we will be discussed a little bit further now. But the main point of here is that in the next episode, Marie was designated, and Andre to be designated to be the ones that you know, they spun the news that Luke was mentally was just broke, and then Luke and Marie became
Which
the
isn't not accurate.
but like Luke and Andre was designated to be the guardians of Godolkin to have saved the school from a rampaging Luke. So it was a little bit of a spin because wasn't really Marie to stop it. It was more Jordan. But because Marie did not want to lose her shot, her ride in God U, she just followed along the lies, followed along the script, whatever, however which way the school wanted
Bennett.
to spin the story. And then Shetty starts influencing Marie more, using her in PR, using her in Gala to get protection for herself, but also additional funds for her for their work. And then, but along all of this time, this is where what do you call it? All the other people have started figuring out that the things that Luke was worried about, which is his brother who was supposed to be dead, but was Luke kind of like figured out that it was being kept hidden somewhere in the woods. Andre, who has with Marie, who has encountered Sam, the brother of Luke, at trying to escape, kind of puts pieces together about the existence of this place, the woods. So, you know, infiltrating Brink's office, talking to his dad, et cetera, et cetera. And then Andre, kind of because he's under surveillance too, wants to infiltrate the woods but couldn't. So he instead taps Emma
Emma.
to shrink and, you know, find Sam in the woods, which is kind of like this underground hospital facility where the school is experimenting on the students. And yeah, and that's where episode three ends. And episode four just starts with, you know, because Emma did find Sam at the end of episode three, and then security found out that there was some infiltration. They tried to escape, so Sam just like recovers being like you know, being stunned, and then slaughters all the guards, escapes with Emma, stays in an abandoned drive-through where Sam and Luke used to go to. They tried to kill a particular doctor that has been working with Shetty, the one that kind of like invents the reason why they're experimenting there on the soups, was to kind of like form of control. But you know, eventually Emma returns to God U, and Tech Knight, which is kind of like an investigative person starts trying to figure out what had happened to Luke. Why did he commit suicide? Was it somebody's fault? Was he pushed? Was he, et cetera, et cetera. And then funny thing is, like, he has very, very aggressive interrogation powers, and he's like an ass. He
I
figures a
love Tech
lot about,
Knight.
yeah, but he figures a lot about the school and how, the current dean, which is Shetty, was not in control of what has been happening, Sam escaping, the woods being close to being figured out. But luckily, Shetty has some blackmail on Tech Knight. Tech Knight having a tumor in his brain that makes him compulsively fuck anything with a hole, and has it on record. So he blackmails Tech Knight to leave the school alone, leave her
So
alone.
fucked up.
And yeah, the group, understanding that, they found Sam, Emma is back to the school. They want, and Sam sh saying that, Shetty is part of the woods. The group starts to kind of like figure out what has happened, and they have, but instead, and so what happens is, like, everybody blacks out,
No, yeah,
and
Sam
then.
tries to kill one of the doctors who was hurting him in the woods, and Emma and the others come in to help him, but in the middle of subduing him or helping him, they cut a few days later and they wake up with no memories of the past few days and no memories of Sam or the woods.
Yeah. And
And
that
that's
is
episode
where
four.
the half of the season stops, which is actually a great stopping point for the second season, because it's kind of like a restart, right? It's like, everybody's back to, like, just wondering what's been happening, but they still are friends, so that's cool. So what do you think about?
I loved it. I like the cast. I love this and the powers, the creativeness, the stories. I love how it was a little cliche where, they're all gonna team up eventually, but how they took their time and, went about fixing putting in conflicts and then how they figured it out and eventually becoming friends. But it's really gory, it's really horny. I love the fight scenes, the choreography is really good. I love how people are just really corrupted by their powers, lots of them. And some of my favorite parts is like Tech Knight, how smart he is, but he still doesn't get the whole picture. He always,
100%.
like, I think it's not that he's not skilled enough. I think it's more of ego. Like, oh, once something breaks, he thinks, oh, that's all, that's it, I got it. But if he digged a little deeper, he would find that there was more to it, and he would have found everything, but he didn't. And
His
yeah.
reputation as somebody that, like, you don't want to be interrogated with him, because he either forces the truth out of you or destroys you in another way.
Yeah. I love the mix of the power, so creative. And yeah, I'm crushing on the new couple, Marie and Jordan.
Jordan.
Both of them.
Yeah. I love this show only because it is a slightly watered down Boys. It's not as heavy. It's still heavy. It's still good. But for the most part, it's a simple story, straightforward, lots of fun. But you also see that I love, we were talking about this in our previous pod, how you just want your CG to be enough, right? You don't want it to go overboard. And I love, like, sometimes they'll just show the after so that they don't have to show the actual gruesome battle. Also, the other one where fucking they made the action fight puppets to save all. So, they made it puppets to, one, highlight the mental instability of Sam, but also too, like, to save money, make it look more cool, right? So that those are like fun decisions to make all of these things kind of make sense. So it's a fun story. I when I started watching this Thursday, I was like, I'm gonna watch four episodes for our assignment. I couldn't stop. I binged it.
So you finished
in
it
one
now?
Sitting. In one sitting, I binged it. Only because I couldn't do anything else as well. So it's like I was incapacitated. But yeah, it also doesn't hurt that fucking Marie, super cute. Jordan, super cute. Even Emma, fucking super cute.
Yeah.
Right. So I really, really enjoy that. So final thoughts on your reading, Trucks.
I'll give it a 9 because I was really entertained. I like it. And I can't wait to finish it.
Same with me. Like, even just the first four episodes, not thinking about the last episodes that I already saw, I'm still giving it a 9 only because it is a fun watch. It is a well-paced watch. It makes you feel, but not too bad. But it touches up about a lot of themes are being touched in a fun way. Like, so you know, body dysmorphia themes around, of course, your social class and whatnot. You know, there's some race and gender things that are happening. Mm-hmm. All of these are it makes you question yourself. So, and just in a fun supernatural, superhuman kind of thing. So I am can't wait to discuss the second half with you next week. Well, but that's it. With that, behalf of Trebax, we're discussing the second half of Gen V next week with you guys. Hopefully participate in our discussion. But on behalf of Trebax, thank you very much and see you next week. Bye.
See ya, babies.